Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you today.
We really are. And, you know, this is such a big day. We hope that you listened to our show yesterday. If you didn't, we really encourage you to, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But remember, you can call in and join the conversation, ask for a mini soul reading today. And I don't have that number up in front of me, Sri, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't. All right, guys. So while Sri talks, I will get it and give it to you in 1 second here.
What I want to let you know is we are broadcasting live on YouTube, and we're live via BBS Radio, and you'll find us at Sri and Kira Radio. And also at Oneness Talk Radio. If you want to see the video, do not listen, only listen at YouTube.
Yeah. I know that if you try to listen to us at like one channel and YouTube, I think it gets kind of weird. And we love you for trying. We love you so much. And I promise we will resolve the chat issue at YouTube. But hey, I found the phone number. So you can give us a call and join in today's show by calling 888-627-6008. And you would think after over 10 years on the air with BBS, I would know that
memorized
number. 888-627-6008. Call in, get in the queue. Remember that if it's busy when you call, that does mean that all the lines have been filled up, but hold on to the number, because as soon as we say hi and goodbye, we are going to be in talking to you. And Sri, today is, I think we should just give a little kind of info from yesterday. And we
Absolutely.
Have visual aids today too. And for those of you that are listening and not watching, don't worry, we will describe these visual aids to you. But one of the things that happened last week on this show, and that we still bow before all of you for, is that this community, this spiritual community that is practicing the active science of the yoga of self-ascension, actually opened up a portal of extraordinary presence. And that is where we begin with miracle energy, right? It is our sincerity and our love unifying our presence that births miracles. And so last Sunday, exactly 1 week ago today, together we did that. And then look what happened during the week. We had the supermoon, we had the lunar eclipse. And then Sri and I announced yesterday, and really it started for us Thursday. I think it really started Thursday. We have been in this, we call it super psychic download experience, and it is still continuing. And our guidance is that it's probably going to last through tomorrow at the very least. There just seems to be this massive integration. And all of you gathered here today, whether you're listening to us live, whether you grab us in the archives, you're part of this, no matter when you get it. You're part of this energy.
Now, one of the things we've also noticed in the last few days, since we did the Merkaba, the face and the supermoon energy, is we've been experiencing more time distortion. And this is why we wanted to share about that. And we began yesterday on Explore the Mysteries. We're going to continue to explore what's going on, because there is an opportunity to bring your passion, your vision, and your life purpose into its highest expression by lining up with the timeline that supports the fruition of that.
Now, I know that is a comment and it is a declaration, because we are in that energy right now that can trigger a lot of mind chatter. We, mm-hmm. Sri and I are very aware of that. We understand that. So the purpose of today's show is, first and foremost, we want to talk about that. We want to talk about what's happening, how this is rolling into the February energy. And remember, next week, February Revelations, you want to be with us all next weekend for the February Revelations, which we'll start talking about Thursday night during our show, Soul Mirror. And so what's important to recognize in this moment, my beloved ones, is our multidimensional presence. And Sri, let's talk about, let's put up, I don't know how to do this, honey, but
tell me which one you want.
We need to put up the witnessing. So guys, one of the things that we talked about all in 2018, especially near the end, and as we are anchoring now into 2019, is that we are at that moment where all of the portals opened. Remember, we opened to the ninth dimension in 2018, and 2018 was what? It was that anomaly year. It's that year that is basically saying, okay, you know, everything, all those little puzzle pieces. We started talking about this yesterday on Explore the Mysteries. I'm just recapping. Go listen to that show because this is part two of our weekend series, and it's really important you get that information. But very, very quickly, what happens is that as we have now gone into this reinsertion, we have literally unified a timeline back together. And if you were with us yesterday, and if you weren't, go listen to that show. We read a lot. We read an ensoulment that came in last Sunday after this show. And guess what? Because it's Sunday evening and because the Miracle Team receives a message every week, Sheree and I will be doing the exact same process again today. And so we are very just kind of like honored to see what might come through now. So why are we talking about this? Because it is the moment where if you are staying in the linear experience of everything, then the time slip is not going to affect you as much because you're exactly where the highest service of your soul is to be for the culmination of your life experience. Every being right now that is awake to the multidimensional presence that has overlaid and has been anchoring with us. This is beyond the twinned earth, right? Beyond the twinned earth was this multidimensional experience. So let me explain this to you again. In the third dimension, and if you're looking at our graphic on YouTube, you see at the very bottom of these angels of ascension here, really there at the bottom is that beautiful little angel, the one, and that's the exploded crown chakra that's popping between the third and the fifth dimension. And you see where it says third dimension. So in the third dimension, you are the witness. And this is where most of the spiritual experiences around becoming the witness stop. You become the witness of the one who is living this life. And that is an amazing experience. And for many, that's as far as this lifetime is to go. And it's a beautiful gift. However, that witness has a witnesser. And that is the fifth dimension. And so one of the things that we've been talking about is how to lift up and be the witnesser of the witness. Okay. And as you do that, you very effortlessly, just from that one practice, begin to anchor in the fifth dimension. And then what happened near the end of 2018 is we had this massive energy opening, and we talked all about this last year. And if you ever wanted to have a fun experience of 2018, go watch every one of our monthly prediction videos in order and have your mind blown. And so seriously, and so when you go to the seventh dimension, what happens is that there is a witnessing. It becomes an active energy. So you become this active witnessing energy of the witnesser that is gazing at the witness. And then what happens, and this is what just happened last week, and this is why it's so important to know now. So what just happened was that when we lift from witnessing energy, we become the witness again, because we have anchored into our ascended presence. And in order to do that, it means, for example, in the one hand is the ninth dimension witness, and in the other hand is the third dimensional witness. And it's like those two lines have pulled up and become the circle. Now, what does that mean? And Sheree, we have another graphic for that. So if you would go to that one that says the eternal circle display, what that means is, and those of you that were on the show yesterday we read that ensoulment, right? And it's the first that we talked about this, that in order to really thrive in this moment, to recognize that we have just this moment. And guys, I can't stress this enough. This isn't coming. This isn't backwards. This isn't forwards. This is something that every single one of you, all of us, have in common. We are all at the moment. The new cycle has already begun. You are at that 12-0, not even one moment, right? You're just at that 12 little bit past moment. We have just started this. And this is the cycle within the cycle. And so whenever you have the blessing of a cycle within the cycle, it gives you an opportunity to kind of re-up, redo, get things done, to be able to start again with, you know how they always say that hindsight is 2020? Imagine right now your life with starting over all your dreams, anything you ever thought you could do, anything you thought you were here to do.
A redo.
This is the redo moment with the bonus of the wisdom of that which you've already done. And if you see the graphic we have posted, if you're watching us at YouTube right now, we have three dragons of light, the Nagas, the weavers of creation. And you'll see that these three dragons of light are simply spinning together our past, present, future as one energy. And in the middle of that is the five-pointed Matronian star of eternal life. And that is the pillar that you stand in as you ignite your multidimensional presence and can command through this eternal cycle to be realigned with the experience of the now that is in the parallel dimension of your highest service. And the reason you can command this is because waking up to knowing you can was part of the journey.
It's part of the deal.
Everything had to happen the way it did. How would you know that you needed to slip into another dimension if you weren't aware and awake to what you're in and why? It's the why that unlocks it all. And that's when you know the mastery journey has taken yet another step. It takes my breath, Sri.
So one of the things, I just want you all to take a breath right
now.
Yeah,
I think we all need to take a breath. I'm not looking down. I'm trying to check on Oneness Talk Radio chat.
Okay. I just want to review this from another languaging way. It's important to understand that you are both the experiencer and the witnesser. And oftentimes the experience becomes so compelling that we lose our greater perspective. So for example, if you use the metaphor of a movie theater, you're up on stage, you're in the movie. But then when we begin to relax and move into the chair and witness the movie, now we're touching into that freedom moment where we begin to notice that our life has a context and things are unfolding and we're beginning to lift dimensionally. What happens if you go back in the projection room? And now you're seeing that there is a projection going on. There is you sitting in the theater witnessing the you that's all involved in the life.
Yeah, remember what, Sri, while you're doing that, I want to, for those of you that are on YouTube, I just want to put that back up for you because, do I just click on that, honey? I'm on it.
That one?
No, next one down. The one that says witnessing. Guys, the reason I'm doing this is because as you're talking to me, I think it's important to remember that this is all about anchoring in your multidimensional presence, guys. And wow, I just need to say, Sri, off the cuff, that for those of you sitting at Oneness Talk Radio, honest to gosh, I'm having the same problem I had yesterday getting into the chat. When I can get in, guys, I will be there.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so I just want to come back to this because we're not here to blow your mind, but we are here to expand the limitations.
Yeah, to invite that. Yeah.
And by having this conversation, we hopefully will give you some points of reference because oftentimes the way we know we're time slipping or dimensionally traveling is through that sense of being spaced out or forgetting what you were doing. How many of you had the experience of walking into a room and suddenly going, now, why did I come in here? You know, it's those kinds of little signals that the linear mind is sitting here going, okay, I'm tracking my world.
Right.
But the authentic you was actually having an experience outside of that timeline. And that's why we have the dimensional dementia. That's why we have these moments where we kind of space out and and potentially move into some anxiety. And we're here to say, please breathe and trust yourself.
Yeah, definitely breathe and trust yourself. And you know, I want to share, I am looking at the chat on another computer. I'm unable to communicate with you guys, but I'm able to see it. And we are in the second half of today's show, guys. We are going to be teaching you the rest of the process that I started teaching you yesterday, that portal opening, the multidimensional portal opening of the flame and all that. It's gotten very intense for me. I will share with you that what I have now learned is that the more that you use it, it quickly anchors you into multidimensional presence. You kind of get to the middle of that, the flame of the Nagas and the dragon fire of creation there, that past, present, future. And it gives you that opportunity to really be clear on what you're creating.
And so, beloved ones, we're not in Kansas anymore.
No, we're in Ecuador.
we have all embraced an ascension experience. Mm-hmm. And the yoga of self-ascension gives us the specific tools by which we can soften the grip of the density consciousness upon our multi-dimensional experience. Because we're just here to say that in this upliftment and the entire I'm trying to find the right word.
No, you're speechless, because I think we all are. You
the
know,
entire
in the expansiveness.
Experience of Gaia and the beings on Gaia
is
in a huge wave that can only offer you a reconnection that is loving and nourishing if you can relax into the trust that you find in your own heart center. From the heart center, we open up the portal to connect the upper chakras, which then open us to the portal of what we call the divine galactic blueprint, or your ascended beingness. And so in a very practical sense, it comes down to trust yourself, trust your guidance, breathe more, do the practices, and notice. And we're here to have that discussion with you.
Well, we're also here to create together. And that's what's going to be happening in the second half of today's show, because again, we were guided strongly that what we all opened last week, we need to also close this week. And it's like putting this whole beautiful energy of January together. And also, I was told, you know, the last time you and I were gifted with a practice that we were told to share freely with the world, it was the miracle manifestation
technique. Powerful
technique. And that's what happened when this came in yesterday. It was like all who are ready can ignite the portal of multidimensional consciousness. And we're going to ignite that together. We're going to dive into that. And you know, Sheree, we've had so many people writing us for many soul readings. We have people that are hanging on the phone. I want to go to the email first. Those of you that are on the phone, hang on. We'll get to you.
I promise
with all my heart and soul. But we have so many people writing guests at treeandcareradio.com. And as you know, if you've been writing us, we do now answer emails on all three of our shows. We answer them here at Tree and Care Live on our Sunday show, at Soul Mirror on our Thursday show, and at Explore the Mysteries, our Saturday show. And remember that every week our Saturday show begins our two-part series, and I'm really excited about that too. All right, so I'm going right here because we have so many people, Sheree, and I want to go to this one. This came in after last week's show, and it's just a sharing, and it's from AGW. Hey, AGW, and it says, as I said on today's show, I've been hearing this song in my head out of the blue since last week. Since I haven't listened to the song in more than 2 years after today's show, I went to YouTube, watched the video to actually hear it. Wow. Talk about aligning to what we were discussing. And as I said in the chat, confirming the stream of intuition I am receiving. I enjoyed Michael Jackson's full production video and thought you would enjoy it too. And of course, he's adding this to his theme songs for the next few months. Enjoy and much love, Andrew. Well, Andrew, I wanted to just celebrate you publicly because I love your sharing. And also, can you feel it? You don't even want to know how much this poor man gets to hear Michael Jackson songs around here. But can you feel it is the energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's so much to that exact question. Because it's not just can you feel the enthusiasm, can you feel the shift? It's can you feel your own divinity? Can you feel it? And that's what this practice does. That's what the flame practice does. And so I really just wanted to honor that and honor you for sharing that with us. And thank you, my love. Sheree, we've had several emails come in from Patricia Lauren. Fascinating, all about the radio shows and then about frozen pipes and everything that's been happening.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Here's what I love. And Patricia, honey, I would love to read all your emails on air, but I think people get it. So I do want to read the final part of her most recent email, because this is where I think it comes in for all of us. Phew, this has been intense. Well, how many of us could say yes to that?
It's accelerated.
Oh my God. Sheree and I are in, I kid you not, we're now in about a 72-hour period where the super psychic channels are so open and there is so much coming in that I don't know how long it will take us to unravel it, but I do want to share that the coincidence of this is that we are meeting with the editor of our book next Wednesday and have committed to get the book publishable within the next 2 months. And I don't think this is any accident that this super psychic information is coming in. I really don't.
You know, and I want to use the word quantum space.
Yeah.
Because everything Kira described in the first part of the show, even if it blows your mind, it's a description of the using the words of our shared vocabulary to describe a quantum experience. And that standing in the center and folding the timeline around you so that you can stand back from the linear progression of the dominoes of conventional thinking and begin to take in the holistic perspective of the eternal now, that's truly the gateway that is open for you to experience. And it does take a little practice to soften the grip.
And to anchor trust in there, too. And that's where the February is going to be really important. And we're going to, the full February predictions will be out this coming week. You'll get the video. We're going to be next weekend, two-part series on the revelations for February. So can you feel it? Yeah, we all can. And going back to Patricia's beautiful email. So, whew, this has been intense. Part of me, tongue in cheeks, wonders if this is a new AAE symptom and what is being mirrored here from my inner to the outer. Oh my goodness, frozen to overflow, still pondering this. Lots of love, Pat. Well, Pat, I really, and again, all of you, Pat's written us several different emails with lots of really profound experiences.
All kinds of stuff happening.
But here's, and I think we need to share one thing because it wasn't there. This all really got amped for her. She was here at New Year's Eve, and she was at our ensoulment here at Tosa Blue Mountain, and she was one of the ones that was actually given a personal message during the ensoulment. And this has all been rapidly. She's been doing a lot of energy since then. So in Pat's experience, she had a direct transmission. I mean, it just went boom right into her. However, for all of us right now, just by connecting with Pat, we're all receiving our own direct transmission. And I would encourage you, as I share with Pat, that maybe you offer yourself the gift. They're telling me to wiggle all of your fingers, swiggle your fingers, and to place them just above the ears. So I'll kind of show you, you know, right above the ears here and just hold them there. Not to close your ears, just to open up the channels.
Just the fingertips touching
exactly,
the scalp.
Just the fingertips right around the ears, just the fingertips. You can still have your ears. Your palms are not closed over your ears. And here's what they're saying. They're saying everyone is receiving this the same message through their own personal mastery filter. And so I'm already getting mega high pitched tones. And so Pat, Patricia, beautiful angel, and they're telling me to use the word priestess goddess. They're saying, fear not. You are literally realigning, and this is a crystalline ascension symptom. And this is actually something Shri and I are releasing in February, are the crystalline ascension symptoms. This is the first year that these are being called on the planet, and many people will be experiencing them. And so just like in yesterday's experience, we had a caller on yesterday's show who was talking about her electronics. And what they're saying is that this is a moment of love. Love your body, love the third dimension. Now, those of you that still have your fingers like me, the high-pitched tones are getting higher, 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 higher. You want to breathe in and allow that to be. And then they're saying just relax the fingers and feel this ignition. And I'm actually feeling this golden crown energy. And I encourage all of you right now to be activating this golden crown energy. And this gift is brought to us all by Pat in Vermont. And Pat, thank you for allowing some pipes to burst so that all of us could break through and be. Namaste.
Much love.
Wow.
It's fun that we're able to share like this, to be able to acknowledge each other in the chat room at Oneness Talk Radio, to be able to share on air via the live broadcast.
Absolutely.
And if YouTube's working, bless YouTube.
Yeah, you know? we are doing the best we can, and it will get better and better. I promise you.
Each time we come to you, we're learning a little more how to optimize.
Yeah, and we do want to share with you that our new app is coming out. It's actually been up. It's been beta testing for a couple weeks. We've had some hiccups with the Apple version. We are holding the Android version, which is 100% done, because we really want everyone to be able to receive it at once. We don't want to, like, if you only have this device, you can get it. But here's the good news, guys. It will release tablet friendly, phone friendly, all devices, all platforms worldwide. So your patience is truly appreciated. And hopefully this week we can also share that gift with all of us as well. So going back to this, I'm going to use the word parallel dimension experience. The key, my angels, and we started talking about this yesterday, and I really want to talk about this again. for some, this will, you might start feeling as if things are going backwards, or that you're in a really heavy moment where you're repeating some things, things that you thought were long gone, things that you thought you'd never have to see again. Okay, what that means is not that you're going backwards. It means that in the moment, your slip, so because everyone is slipping right now, guys, everyone. So what's happening is you're being given a gift if you are awake to it. So you need to not be afraid of it. Instead, it needs to be, good. Okay, if I'm here again, that means this is the moment. This is the moment. And it's not about saying, but I've done this before. And it's not about saying, I'm going backwards. It's about saying, okay, be pulling all the way up, right? To that ninth dimensional witness that is who? Remember, the ninth dimensional witness is the one that was in the third dimension that is unifying all of the dimensional experiences into mastery. So as the ninth dimensional witness, why are you there? Why is this cycle repeating? You cannot look at it with your ego. Remember that we are at the moment where how you will know authenticity is really by the actions of the ones who you are speaking with. At the time of the Kali Yuga, my angels, remember, all words are blah, 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 right? They are. I mean, we could just sit here and just, you know, be in the same energy. And the only reason we bother to offer our words is because the universe says, use these words. But we also get the emails from so many of you that we're not talking. We're already here. And I love that we can have so many experiences during one show. I really do. I honor all of you for that. And so as we are in this moment where the truth will be known as a lie and the lie will become known as the truth, where facts become optional, the only way to navigate this is by being in the multidimensional realms, whereby you can anchor the compassion of a mother for young children who know not what they do.
Well, I was just thinking,
well, and the wisdom of the king and queen.
You know, it's, if there was ever a time where forgive them, they know not what they do. It's more and more to cultivate that compassionate detachment that says, I'm not here to manipulate anything. I am here to offer a radiation of love to all beings who are finding their way.
Yeah.
As am I.
Right.
And as these dimensional overlays open, one of the things I was sharing with Kira a day or so ago is it felt to me very much like instead of living in this plane of third dimension or fifth dimension, that it was beginning to do this.
And got it, the wave.
And in that wave, there, it was almost a sense of tipping, the tippingness. Mm-hmm. And maybe we're all a little tipsy.
With density.
because in the...
I need a coffee. Go ahead.
This is why AAEs exist, the Ascension Acceleration Energy Experiences. Mm-hmm. They exist because we're multitasking. We're existing in more than one frequency simultaneously. If it was just one channel, you would have one sensation. Mm. But the fact that we have the multiple sensations, and sometimes you may feel inebriated or stoned or whatever word you want to use for being out of balance. So other times you might feel crystal clear. However, is the clarity both visual and kinesthetic? Mm. You know, we have different ways of engaging. So this is an opportunity to relax the need for your experience to conform to any one way of being.
Right.
Breathe into your center and smile at what is presented.
And so as we do that, and as we move closer into this unified stream of consciousness, that after the break, we are all going to enter into this practice. I promise you, we're going to get to everybody on the phone. But I want to just one more time remind you, and especially if you were not here yesterday, I won't give the whole story of how this practice came to me. What I will share with you is that it is an extremely profound practice, that I have been practicing it ever since it literally was attuned into me. And so the way we do this practice is, and again, Sri, I'm going to have you describe my hands.
Yes.
We bring our hands together so that the pointer fingers touch, and then you bring the thumbs together.
So the palms are facing outward, the fingertips toward heaven, the two hands just kind of bring them together so that the pointer fingers touch and the thumbs kind of make a cross. They overlap a little bit.
And so the key is that you want to move your thumbs so that this is looking like a flame, right? So you adjust your thumbs to find the radiation of the flame that feels right for you, because each being has a different radiation, right? We're not one size fits all energetically, no matter what you might have heard on that. So we have the fingers, we have the thumbs. Then what you do is you bring it up so that you're looking through it. So, and I strongly suggest a neutral background as you learn to do this. So maybe lay down in your bed, look up in the ceiling and use that. A plain wall, neutral colors, not bright, bright light in the room. And this will help you initially. And so as you're gazing up, if you're sitting, you do want to gaze up, not straight ahead. So no matter what, you want to make sure you're up a little bit. Your head has to go up because you're opening up all these channels here that are allowing your, which, and here, I'm sorry, guys, all those channels are the throat, the fifth chakra into the high heart.
Relax the jaw.
And you're holding it open. And as you begin practicing this, you might start noticing shoulder aches. You might start noticing enhanced neck pain. These are all part of those crystalline symptoms that come in as a unit as we start ascending that we're going to be, again, releasing that video in early February. So again, head goes back. We're in the blame position. And then as you start gazing through, so you just want to keep your focus and be gazing through the flame, allow your eyes to relax, keep your focus through the flame, and then it will be practicing not stopping the depth of the connection. And when we come back from our break, I'm going to talk about the next levels of that, and then we're going to integrate that into a practice, but we're going to take some callers, and we have a lot more to share.
A lot of fun.
Love you. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to be right back after this commercial message.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are delighted that you're here sharing this moment with us.
And it's always a beautiful gift. You know, Sri and I have the blessing of feeling your heart so often, and it's just such an honor. It really is. And, you know, we have been talking so much today about these quantum shifts that are upon us, these parallel dimensional time slips that are real, that are happening, that are actually part of the ascension process that we are all going through between 2015 and 2022. And the one thing I would like to just share with all of you is that I know to some of you or to some people that this might sound absolutely insane. Well, that's because then you would be fully anchored in what Sri and I refer to as density sanity. Because to the world of density, the ascended presence is insane. And once you say yes and pop to the other side, and that's really the invitation that all beings that are awakening are being invited to do right now, you start anchoring what Sri and I refer to as ascended sanity. And that does anchor the forgive them, they know not what they do. It also gives you the courage and empowerment to stick with the truth and authenticity no matter what. It's when we sit on the fence that we are affected. It's when we are so insecure of our own understanding of the truth of who we are that someone else's opinion means more than our own knowing. And it always brings me back to Archangel Zadkiel. And I just wanted to share this as we came back in right now. Archangel Zadkiel, in response to Sri's question about sin, said this most beautiful line, and I just love it with all my heart, and it really always helps me focus. And he said, if there is but one sin, to use the words of your world, it is to interfere with the path of another or to allow another to interfere with your path. And I really, with all my heart and soul, see that as the golden rule, because to really understand and own that transcends all dogma and simply invites the highest to always prevail. And so once you can really own that, as Sri and I have, you're always protected. You're always in divine experience. And that's the gift of the science of the yoga of self-ascension. It helps you do that. Yes. You know, it really does. And so as we are all navigating, moving and into this multidimensional experience and starting to anchor that, now is the time to know that you are not crazy. Now is the time to get that. Pay attention, though, to, are you on the fence? What else do you feed your mind with? Yeah. And are you trusting your intuition, or are you allowing it to be messed with?
One of the ways you can play with this, and it's a signal for your own self-awareness,
yeah,
is density is the land of polarity. Density
true.
Is subject-object, okay?
Yeah.
It's us versus them. It's higher versus lower.
Everything
it's right versus
yep.
wrong.
Yep.
And then there's the conundrum that who decides what's right and wrong? Who decides who's higher or lower? Ooh, interesting problem. Now, in that realm, you can navigate longitudinally, you know, all around through different values and systems, but you're still dancing with the polarities.
Yeah.
That's good for a while because we learn from that. We cultivate our discernment skills. Our consciousness begins to go, wait a minute.
Ooh, well, you know, I'm just sitting here at street thinking, okay, so now that we've had all this experience, because we just run out of shows so fast, don't we? Let's invite in some of these
Absolutely.
Beautiful beings
we've
that have been sitting
that
on hold since the very beginning of the show. Thank you. We love you.
All right. We're going to head to line one, and we'll say hello to Tasha from Colorado. Hello, dear.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. I'm hearing we have no sound on YouTube. Hi.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my call, and I'm really grateful for everything that you're doing. It's very uplifting every time I listen to your shows.
Thank you.
We are appreciative. So,
I just wanted to check with you after several months, because I feel like I've slipped into a density dimension for the last 3 weeks, and I have a hard time getting out of it. I feel like I've been in prison, losing hope. But I know it's just an illusion, but I will appreciate a mini soul reading.
Well, I'm honored you're asking, Angel. I really am. And sweetheart, the first thing I need you to do is just take a minute and breathe. And Sri, I need to see BBS Radio again, please. You've taken that off the screen. I need to connect with her that way. Thank you. So, sweetheart, I need you to just breathe more. Because as I'm connecting in with you, I'm feeling a tightness in your chest right now, and this tightness is not yours. It's like you've taken on something, and the more I'm connecting with that right now, the pain is like, it's interesting, it's like two parallel lines. It feels like two pieces of like big tape that were put from your shoulders down over your heart center, but on your left and your right side, and it's tight. And what I'm hearing, this beautiful being is coming in around you with this beautiful green light. And I'm just seeing this beautiful, it feels like Archangel Raphael energy that's just coming all the way in around you. And Raphael is saying, my beloved one, I am holding you and you do not need to be afraid. It is time for you to remove this bondage that has been self-imposed through that which is not true. I am here with you now. And he's saying, take the top of the tape and just say no, rip it off. And I'm doing it with you. Just rip it off. It does not hurt. Oh, and then he's saying, just allow that area to be filled with the light of divine presence. For you are free, you are whole, you are complete, and you are ready. And this moment has been for you, as many others who have placed themselves in bondage without even knowing this has happened. And so we thank you, my angel, for calling in. You are such a priestess. You are such a goddess. And thank you, because all I'm seeing are these beautiful petals of like green roses in front of you. And they're saying, get up and walk. It is all clear. And so it is. Namaste, my love.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my angel.
Blessings,
and I think we all need to just take a moment. I know I'm feeling some tenderness, And so just feel into that. And I think that was a preparation, Sri, for the practice.
Yeah.
I really think that this is a very powerful preparation. I really do. And so I really feel that let's take one more caller and then let's go into our practice.
Sure thing.
All right.
I'll tell you what, we're going to go to line two and we'll say hi to Sari from California.
Hey, Sari. How are you, Angel?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you. I'm just sitting here resonating from that last caller because I just felt that so profoundly, like you were speaking with me.
Mm.
And that is part of the reason why I called in today. And also hearing the show yesterday, which was so profound, everything from the hiccups and repeating moments recently that were just like, whoa, I thought you were long gone, but there they were.
Yeah.
And then, you know, grounding into Archangel Zadkiel's interference, I don't have to repeat that, everybody knows it.
Right.
With another, I've just been hearing that and practicing that for months now, but I still feel that dancing with polarity. And what the heck am I sitting on the fence for? And I just keep hearing, what am I supposed to be continuing for my ancestors' request? What is this path that I just keep hearing that. So maybe you can tap into that or.
Well, Angel, first of all, thank you for the honor, sincerely. Mm-hmm. And what I need to share with you is the whole time you were talking, I was seeing you. You were in like this linen dress and it had long kind of like bell sleeves. You were barefoot. You were out on this beautiful field and you were twirling like a whirling dervish. And I just saw you spinning and spinning and spinning and laughing, and there was sun. And they said that this is the energy of your true spirit within. That it is important for you to sit with the true spirit within. And they're saying that for you, they're giving me all these words that I don't understand. It's a language that is not of this planet, but they're sending it through me to you right now. So I'm not going to say it on air because they're telling me not to, but they're saying sit in meditation, ignite the divine fire. And that's what I'm going to be teaching again. So you're going to want to sit in meditation privately, open up the divine fire, which is what we're going to do in just a moment, which must be why your reading is right now. And then see yourself dancing. But it's like you're a whirling dervish, but you're on top of this, you're in this beautiful field and it's sunny and light. And they're saying that when you spin, look up and the portal will appear and the answer will reveal itself. And that this is why you called in today, to bring this practice to yourself and to anyone else who would like to claim it. And I honor you, Angel. This moment is yours and you've got this. You've really got this. And I'm honored. I really bow before your feet, honey. Namaste.
Thank you. That is perfect timing. That's all I can say.
Many, many blessings.
Thank you, my angel. I feel so honored. I think we all do. Oh, thank you, Sari.
So
namaste, angel.
You be well. Take care. Namaste.
You too. Well, you know, I think all of our beautiful beings, I just want to give a shout out to the Oneness Talk Radio chat room. And I'm so sorry I couldn't be in there live for you today. I could only get into Sri's computer, but I'm looking here and I'm just quickly looking in and, oh, you guys, you're so amazing. Oh my goodness gracious. And I'm giving a shout out to everybody everywhere.
Yes.
And I invite you now to join us because last Sunday, we ignited our Merkaba of the face, and together we went into quantum space and time, sent that energy ahead for 14 seconds on the 21st Eastern Standard Time. And honestly, my angels, look at what happened this week. It was a very profound week of energy, and you make the difference. And that energy is kind of what's lent, I guess the way we keep calling it is to the super psychic experiences that Sri and I keep having.
There is a dissolution of what was fixed and a flow that is available.
Absolutely. And as we start easing into February, this is the time to really see that parallel universe, to pay attention. You know, notice, you know, ask within yourself, is there something you've always known was true, or you've ever wondered why you've always felt compelled to do something or be somewhere, or that, you know, why am I living this life? Because I know this isn't right. Call that up and start trusting it rather than denying it. Because if you can awake to that and own what you see and know, and you have to see and know it, you can slip back into that during this moment. This is a very profound moment. And as I mentioned yesterday, it's not that this is the only time this is ever going to happen. It's just that we happen to be at one of those moments.
Yes.
The other thing I just want to share with you before we walk into this practice is you can't mess this up. Don't worry. You know, I hear some of you going, oh, what if I don't slip right? Or what if I don't do it? You can't mess this up. Just be you. Trust you. Allow you to stay focused in your authenticity and your spiritual mastery, and I promise you, it will flow.
Absolutely. Let's take a breath together. And, you know, we do have a graphic of the Merkaba.
Yeah, let's put that up because we're going to remember the Merkaba of the face. Here we are. So if you're watching us at YouTube, we just put up the graphic of the Merkaba of the face. If you're not watching us at YouTube, remember that the Merkaba of the face is the upward pointing triangle, the bottom pointing triangle. The top triangle begins at the hairline. And if you were to take your fingers and follow it, trace it down your eyes to your mouth, that's where the base is. And then the upward facing triangle.
The other triangle is at the eyes, and it goes down to the base of the neck. Now, in both cases, your face determines the pitch of the triangles or these pyramids. So the upward facing pyramid is at the hairline, just right at star consciousness, down the sides of the eyes to the mouth. And the downward facing pyramid, it begins at the eyes as if that were the base, and it goes down the sides of your mouth, and the point ends up at the crook or the little gap at your neck.
Exactly. And so last week we activated the Merkaba of the face, and today, after we activate the Merkaba of the face and have it spinning, we're going to continue with the divine flame exercise. So remember, the divine flame practice is where we have those two pointer fingers, the hands are facing, palms out, we're staring at the back of our hands, those two pointer fingers come together, and the thumbs determine your flame. So we're going to activate the Merkaba of the face, then we're going to go into the flame practice, and then we're going to step into the parallel dimension that's waiting for you to see it. And so we'll stay there for a little while. And this is why we invite you right now to relax and breathe. And we're going to enter into this process with the Merkaba, with the mantra of self-ascension. Sri will just repeat it 5 times as a way to relax our breath, hands on our heart, and relax.
Let's take a breath in. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
Allow yourself now to relax your breath and begin to ignite the quantum energy of the primary meridians of your body by, with both hands, taking your middle finger and your thumb and begin touch, release, touch, release, touch, release. Relax your breath even more and begin to feel that energy. Begin to feel it building. You'll almost feel as if you're getting little electrical shocks on that middle finger and thumb. Touch, release, touch, release, touch, release. And in just a moment, not yet, I'm going to invite you to release your fingers, putting one of those middle fingers at the top of your forehead and the other one in the U of the neck. It matters not which one. As we begin to activate the Merkaba of the face, allowing that breath to relax, I want you to take in a deep breath and exhale, and let's bring those middle fingers, one to the U of the neck, one to the top at the forehead, and you want to just do a little tapping, little tap, activating your Merkaba, feeling the energy of the top triangle and the bottom, feel them coming together. And just stop now with your fingers holding, resting, and breathe in this energy. breathe in into the upward facing triangle, the one that's at the top of the forehead where the top is. I want you to breathe in gold light, gold, 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 gold. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in. And the bottom facing triangle, the one where it has its point in the U of the neck, I want you to breathe in beautiful violet light. Bring it in. Gold light in the top triangle, violet light in the bottom triangle. And as we're sitting here, I'm going to ask you to take in a breath. And in just a minute, you're going to release your hands and set it into a spin. Take in a breath. Allow yourself now to just feel this Merkaba, connect with this Merkaba, and just feel it. It doesn't matter how it's spinning. It doesn't matter. Just allow yourself, even if you have to pretend to experience this energy, dive into it. Because together we are already traveling into the fifth dimensional portals of energy. I see this golden light, each of us on our own lotus of divine excursion. And now, my loves, I want you to bring those hands together. And when you open your eyes, just only half open them to gaze through your own flame portal. Have that flame portal ignited. Again, those two fingers are together. The thumbs are determining the flame. You want to have the head back so that you're looking up and through the portal. And you may need to push your arms out a little bit. You may need to bring it in, but keep your vision between your hands at the bottom of the flame, at the largest part of the flame. Keep your hands at the largest part of the flame. Now, for myself, everything is already dissolved, and I'm already seeing through any sense of density. Some of you might first see the energy. You'll see a beautiful field of energy. It's usually golden. It might look like they're showing me that some of you may be seeing this golden energy right now, very much like a piece of tissue paper. And so if you're seeing that piece of tissue paper or not, it would be like your hands are holding it together. And allow your eyes to call in the energy of the Merkaba, this unified stream of gold and violet light. Take in a breath and gently begin blowing the tissue paper away. And you'll notice that what's happening is it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's as if now all of that energy is coming into you. It's becoming a field of energy, and it's getting bigger. It's now coming toward you. It looks like the flame. And you may want to bring your hands toward your star consciousness area, because, and keep your vision, keep your vision, keep your vision. Bring this to your star consciousness where you can close your eyes and receive this energy of multidimensional presence. Breathe it in. And I want you to relax your arms and simply float into the dream of your life that you know is real. Have you always known that there was a different life waiting for you? What about that partner that you know is here? Or the way that you're living your life, the way that you spend your days, where you live, who you live with, what you're doing. Take this moment now and call it up. See it. Feel it. And as you see and feel this, call into yourself now the recognition that you can ignite this process right now into form. Simply take your hand, your left hand, and take your fingers as if they're pointing straight into the center of your chest and touch your chest. And for those of you on YouTube, I wore the Ascension Portal Shiva Eye to help amplify this area for you. So right there, that's the area. You can see it if you see me on YouTube. And take your fingers and go right there. Straight in, and take your right hand and match it so that it is a heart of energy or wings of energy. Allow this energy to flow through you. And we're going to take in a breath, and you're going to take those two hands that are currently together, back to back, pointed into the heart center. You're going to take in a breath and expand it out. And then collect in all of this multidimensional presence and bring it right into your crown. Gently wipe it down over your ears, your fifth chakra, your heart, your third chakra, and then release the hands and float. And the message that comes with this is to practice this presence daily for 15 days and then 15 more. but see each section as a circuit, 15 days and 15 more, and be that which you know you are. And so it is.
Let's breathe together, allowing the blessing of the practice to be accepted and to be known. Because as we are in practice, we are engaged. And in that engagement, we are in union with the divine. Beloved ones, it's our joy to be with you, to share this information and these practices. It is our joy to be live in every way we can to connect with you.
How are we done?
And it's time now to say we love you and we celebrate you and we look forward to our next opportunity to be with you live. And until then, may you really trust that all is truly well.
We love you.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.